Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
When a mother gives me her son, and that's what you'll be doing if Livingston comes to play football for us in Minnesota State, I consider that an act of faith, you see, and that's not something that I take lightly. I think Dauber here can attest to that. You see, I call him Dauber because, well, the way he's built, he's always reminded me of a mud dauber. At any rate, a few years back, when I was recruiting this young man to play for the Screaming Eagles, his mom was very ill. In fact, she was more than ill. She was dying. And, well, her last wish for her son was to see him graduate from college, and she knew she wasn't going to be around to guarantee that. So on the final day of high school recruiting that year, I went to see Dauber's mother in the hospital. And right there, in front of her, and those doctors, and God, I promised her that I'd see to it that he'd do just that. That was 7 years ago. And even though Dauber's mother never lived to see that graduation, I never forgot the promise that I made. And next year, maybe the year after, whenever Dauber finally has enough credits, he is going to graduate. And I don't mind telling you, when that day comes, there is going to be a lump in this guy's throat. And I'll tell you something else. I think America is going to have itself one hell of a gym instructor.
Where do we sign, Mr. Fox?
Right here, Mrs. Dupree. What does a fox want every Sunday morning?
The same thing he had Saturday night.
Well, this morning the fox wants pancakes.
I'll get them started.
Fox's den. Oh, Beth.
Hi.
Hi, this is a pleasant surprise. No, I'm not being sarcastic. It's always a pleasure to talk to my ex-wife. I wasn't sarcastic either. Nothing. I'm just sitting around cleaning fish. Parents' weekend? Yeah, I figured you were coming, and I'm delighted. We'll have dinner. It'll be great. Listen, I appreciate the warning. I mean, the call. Yeah. Right. I'll talk to you Saturday. Yeah. Bye-bye. That was Beth.
Why didn't you tell her I was here?
It didn't come up.
Fish came up.
Okay. I'm sorry I called you a fish. Oh, let's not let it spoil our Sunday, huh? Are you upset because I'm at dinner with my ex-wife? I mean, it's parents' weekend, you know? I mean, I gotta do it for Kelly.
I am upset because you don't seem to have any problem telling me about Beth. You do seem to have a problem telling her about me.
Well, there is a very good reason why I don't tell her about you.
And I'm sure when you think of it, you'll let me know.
You two have traveled different routes in your lives. You know, you've had a very successful career. Bess had an unsuccessful marriage, and you've worked hard to keep yourself together, you know, and young and beautiful and firm. Well, I mean, you know, part of being a newscaster is looking good. And for Beth, you know, looking good is not part of being a mother.
Hayden, what are you talking about?
Beth is fat.
What?
Well, I mean, she doesn't weigh 500 pounds, but she is no bantam weight, let me tell you. And she's put some pounds on over the years, and she can't feel good about that. Now, if she heard that I am dating you, you know, someone who is, well, obviously successful and attractive and firm. Well, I don't think she'd feel very good about it. I mean, you can understand that, can't you?
Well, sure. I guess I can.
You want me to drive up to Minneapolis late Saturday night?
No, that's okay. I don't want you on the road that late. Besides, you told Beth you'd have dinner with her. From the way you describe her, that could take a while.
Well, I gotta tell you, it's a pleasure meeting you, Mr. and Mrs. Clark, and it's a real pleasure to have Jeff on our football team.
We're sure proud of Jeff, and really looking forward to seeing him play this afternoon.
Well, you know, anything's possible.
Coach, you got a minute?
Hey, Doc, yeah, what is it? Come on in.
My dad just wants to say hi.
Hey, Coach.
Mr. Dubinsky, how are you? Long time no see.
His parents' weekend's getting to be like old home week for me.
Yeah, what is this now, your seventh one?
Yeah.
I told Dad this could be the year I graduate.
Yeah. Well, like I was telling the Clarks here, anything's possible.
Hey, Christy.
Shh. Hey, Christy. What's the matter?
I just don't want Hayden to know that I'm here.
How come?
This is really stupid, I know. But Beth is coming down for parents' weekend, and I know she's coming by the office, and I... Oh, God, this is really embarrassing. Just wanted to get a look at her.
How come?
Well, I just have to see how they... Well, they look together. Don't tell Hayden any of this. I can't believe I drove all the way down from Minneapolis to do this. This is really insecure, isn't it? I better go.
Listen, hey, don't go on my account. I just came in to get one of these Hello, My Name Is stickers.
Doesn't everybody know who you are, Luther?
Yeah, but I got a stain on my coat. That'll fool them.
So anyway, this is the...
Hey! How you doing, Hayden? Hi, gang. Nice to see you.
Didn't know you were here, Luther.
I'm here.
This is the team meeting room, everybody. And, Luther, you remember Mr. Dubinsky back there, don't you?
Hey, Dubinsky!
Hello again.
Nice to see you again.
This is our defensive coordinator, Luther Van Dam. This is the Clarks, Luther. What we have here is the team meeting room. Now, this is where the team gathers before the game, and they meet here.
I see.
Mr. Dubinsky, would you like to carry the tour on from here?
Oh, sure. If you'll all follow me, I'll show you the players' lounge. That's where the players lounge.
You all right, Luther?
Yeah. Just got a stain on my coat.
Oh.
Well, I just don't know how a person could feel any more ridiculous.
I guess if I had a stain on my pants.
Luther, I meant me. I really think I've lost my mind. I'm just going to go back to Minneapolis and try to remember that calm and capable person I was this morning.
You want me to let you know how it goes with Beth?
Oh, would you please?
I hate parents' weekend.
Any sign of Beth yet?
No, Kelly said they'd be here around noon, though.
But how you feeling?
You remember that time we played Michigan and we lost 55-0 and I threw up in the post-game interview?
Yeah,
not as good as that.
Dad.
Hey, Kelly, well, I've been waiting for you.
Hi.
Where's your mom?
She's down the hall. She just wanted to make sure you were alone before she came in.
Well, it's just me and Luther.
Yeah, okay. I'll go get her.
God, how big is she?
I'm out of here.
No. Come on, I'm sure there's room for all of us.
You ready?
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Hello, Hayden.
Beth?
Well, doesn't she look great?
You look fantastic. Have you been sick?
No, I feel great.
Well, I mean, it sure shows.
It's nice to see you again, Luther.
Nice to see you, Beth. You really do. That dress really fits.
Guys, you're embarrassing her.
No, they're not.
Well, I just can't believe it. I mean, the last time I saw you, I mean, I know it's been a few years, but, man, you don't look anything like you did then. I mean, you look like the girl I married.
Well, I'm not. I'm the girl you divorced.
Right. Well, I guess I had that coming, didn't I?
So, what's on the agenda for today?
Well, we're gonna play the game, of course. We've got the game we have to play, and then I do a little team thing after that. Have your legs gotten longer?
I don't think so.
Yeah, well, then I made reservations at the Touchdown Club. We're going to have an early dinner. I hope that's okay with everybody.
Well, I'm up for anything you guys want to do. Will you be joining us, Luther?
No, after a game, I always kind of like to get my mind off football. I have dinner with the other coaches.
So, then we'll meet you back here about 5 o'clock?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Well, good luck this afternoon.
Well, thank you.
It's good to see you again, Hayden.
Well, it's good to see you, Beth.
Well, come on, Mom. There's lots of stuff I want to show you before the game, okay? See you guys later.
Bye, Luther.
Nice to see you, Beth.
Boy, does she look great.
I wonder if she quit her job at the Pancake House.
Would you like another iced tea?
No, thank you.
Hey, Coach, good game today.
Yeah. Excuse me, do I know you from somewhere?
I don't think so.
No, that's not a line. I mean, I really think I've seen you someplace before.
No, you haven't.
Wait a minute. Wait, I know who you look like. The lady on the news. What's her name? Christine Armstrong.
I'm not her.
Yes, you are. You're Christine Armstrong. Hey, everybody, we got a celebrity here. It's Christine Armstrong.
Hi. Well, good night,
Dan. What's going on?
I don't know, but I'm going to go find out. I'll be back in a minute. Christine, wait.
Oh, Hayden, hi. I have to run. Give me a call on Monday, okay?
Hold on.
No,
what are you doing here?
Will you just let me go? We're making a scene.
Fine. Well, let's go over here and talk in private. All right. Fine. Now, we can talk in private. Now, what the hell is going on?
What do you think is going on? I am making a fool of myself. Do you have a problem with that?
Excuse me, Coach. What is it, Mr. Clark?
I need my coat. Number 74? It's the downfield stadium jacket with the Screaming Eagle armband. Thanks.
Hey, thank you.
So much for privacy.
Christine, I'm not letting you leave here until you tell me what the hell is going on. Now, whatever it is, I'll understand.
I wanted to see Beth.
Are you nuts?
Oh, good, you do understand.
Oh, listen, I'm sorry, but why would you want to see Beth?
Because she's the woman you used to love. I know that was 16 years ago, but I just had to see how the two of you look together. By the way, my heart really goes out to you for having to spend a day with a woman as grossly obese as Beth. If that is your idea of fat, what am I, a bus?
I had no idea she looked that great.
So you admit she looks great?
Christine, the whole restaurant thinks she looks great.
This isn't my coat. That isn't mine either. But I'll take it.
Well, I think I've had about all the humiliation I can stand for one day.
Hold on, Christine, you can't run out now. Now, you at least got to come over to the table and just meet Beth.
I am not coming over to the table and meet Beth. God, I look like a frump. A soggy, sweaty, neurotic frump.
She knows that. She's already seen you. Oh, listen, Christine, I'm not calling you a frump, but I mean, you gotta come over to the table. I mean, if you don't, then she's gonna think you're afraid to meet her. Come on, I wanna show you off.
All right. I've been humiliated this much. I might as well go all the way. Just promise me that all I have to do is say a quick hello, and then I can leave.
I promise.
Wait. How does my hair look?
Keep the hood up. Well, 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 well. Yeah, what a crazy coincidence. Beth, there's someone I'd like you to meet.
Yeah, Kelly already told me. Hi, I'm Beth Fox. So nice to meet you. Would you like to join us?
No.
No. Christine's got to get back. You know, she's an anchor woman in Minneapolis.
Yeah, so Kelly said. Must be very exciting work.
Very. Yeah, yeah. She's just up here doing a report on women's winter wear.
Much as I'd love to stay, I'm sure the three of you want to get on with your family reunion.
Well, look, I'll walk you out.
Thank you. No, I'm sure I'm capable of finding the door without any help. Yeah. Good night, everyone. Right. Oh, my God, I am so sorry. I'm sorry. I need a towel. And I'll need a broom.
Well, you know, there's really not much to see here, Beth. Beth, that's my kitchen there, you know, and then the bedroom's right in there. And over here is the television. This is where I spend most of my time, is right in this area here. And, well, down there is where I keep my boat. And then right out here in the summer, I just put my hammock up between those two trees.
Who owns the tire swing?
Well, Luther put that up.
It's a swing?
No, of course not. No, come on, we throw footballs through it, you know?
Well, it's the place you always dreamed of, Hayden. It's quiet, out of the way, just slightly adolescent. I'm happy for you.
Well, thank you, yeah. You know, I don't want to beat this to death, but I got to tell you, Beth, you really do look terrific.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, I'm surprised Kelly never said anything. I mean, how long have you looked like that?
Like this? Since Tuesday. I mean, I started 6 months ago, but I got this on Tuesday.
Well, how'd you do it?
I needed motivation, that's for sure. The minute Kelly was accepted to Minnesota State, I knew there'd be a parents' weekend, and I'd be seeing you again.
And you did all this for me?
Dear self-absorbed Hayden. No, I did it for me. I spent the last 16 years of my life feeling sorry for myself. I wasn't about to come up here and have you feel sorry for me. And, you know, I don't think you did. If anything, I was the one feeling sorry for you today. And for Christine. You both had kind of a rough afternoon because of me.
Well, I really don't think it was your fault.
Oh, no, I want it to be. And now that I've had my fun, I think I should go. Hmm. No, I have to get back and meet Kelly. Besides, I worry about Christine.
Why?
Because she's sitting out there in her car. At least I think that's her. I recognize the parka.
Yeah, that's her, all right. Well, you know, she is a lot more together than she seems, you know?
She would have to be. Well, listen, I'll see you tomorrow before I go. I still want to talk to you about Kelly.
What about her?
Well, just the way you're handling things. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Well, what am I doing wrong?
We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Now, what the hell does she mean by that? What am I doing wrong? Every time I talk to that woman, it is something. I mean, if it's not my adolescence, then it's Kelly. If it's not Kelly, then it's something else. I mean, come on. Hey, Christine.
Hi.
No. No, hi, Christine. Hey, what a surprise. What are you doing here?
Probably making things worse. Do you have anything hot I could drink?
Yeah, come on. You want some coffee?
Anything on the stove, I'd be interested in.
Gee, I thought you'd be on your way to Minneapolis by now.
Well, I couldn't drive back after what happened in the restaurant. I felt I had a little unfinished business to take care of. I wanted to deal with it head on, like a mature adult. So I drove over here instead and hid in my car until Beth left. Oh, I hope to God she didn't see me.
No, I don't think she did.
Hayden.
Hmm.
The thing that bothers me most about today is not that I made a fool of myself. What bothers me the most is that until today, I have been perfectly happy with what has been basically a wonderfully physical and totally non-committal relationship.
Yeah, me too.
Let me finish.
All right.
We've always been very clear that this was a weekend thing. You know, no real investment, nothing that either one of us couldn't live without. But now, in doing what I did today, I feel that I've changed all of that. I feel that I've taken a step toward you that you haven't taken toward me. And it would really help me if you could do something or say something that would make me feel that I'm not out here all by myself.
Why? You're looking for where I stand.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, Christine, I think it's pretty obvious where I stand. I mean, I care an awful lot about you. And, you know, gosh, it well made me feel pretty good today when you're willing to act goofy just for me. I mean, you don't want me to do something goofy back, do you?
No. I think we've had enough goofy for one day. I guess I need to know that when you were with Beth today, there were no regrets.
The only regret I had is that I wasn't going to be with you this weekend.
Well, then I feel better.
Are you sure? Because if you don't, I mean, I could keep on going.
No, that's fine. We don't want to get sloppy.
You want to stay the night?
I think I have to. I'm out of gas.